Thursday night. Shara Kniya, Perek Tishi. Want to go over Perek Tishi, a short Perek, but it's a. I hold he's saying a very fundamental, yesodistic thing here. If you look over Perek Tishi, superficially, there's really an innate page race yud. There's really a basic difficulty in Perek Tishi. What does he say in Perek Tishi? Omar, uleinyanayim yitochen sheyeskatsu b'leiv ha'odom zechichos hadas v'anovo imlo. Is there a pride, an ego, a sense of self that a person could maintain at the same time that's not a contradictory to anova? Is there possible such a thing? So basically in the Perek, he says as follows, that when it comes to Dvarim Gashmiim, it's not possible. When it comes to Dvarim Gashmiim, if you take pride in Gashmius, in your intelligence, in your strength, in your nechosim, in your house, in your car, your clothing, your physique, whatever you may take pride in, it's impossible. That can't coexist with Kaniya. But in Ruchnius, so then this is what he says. I'm giving you like an overview of the parent. He says, but in Ruchnius it's possible. He says, because so in Ruchnius there's a good pride and a bad pride. The bad pride is if you take pride in the sense, and you feel you did enough already, you don't have to keep working. You did enough, you did what you had to do, and you look down on people, you're condescending towards people, and you talk about them, and you miskavit b'klon chaveiro, so obviously that person is not nichne, and not an onov. But if you take pride, and you give thanks to Hashem, and you're thankful to Hashem, and you want to do more and more and more, and you feel kindly towards people, and you see the good in people, and you don't feel superior to people, so then that's a good kind of pride. That's not a contradiction to anova, to kniya. So you, it's like, I don't know, like, he's cheating. Like, you can say the same thing. I mean, what does it have to do with your relationship with people? And you can say the same thing about gashmiyostika things. I mean, he's putting down fundamental principles here. So the Chavos Halevus is a Rishon. Chavos Halevus lived a half a century or a century before Rashi. So you have to take it like a Rashba. You have to learn it like you would learn a Rishon on a Sugya. What's he saying here? It doesn't fit. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't flow. It doesn't seem to flow. So then I realized that according to his definition, it makes perfect sense. He's saying he's going very deep into the human psyche. And according to his own definition of gaiva, as opposed to kniya, zchichus hadas, gaiva, as opposed to kniya, it makes a lot of sense. Let's learn it inside, and I'll explain as we say. Remember that according to the Chodesh Halvavos, when you talk about kniya, anova, you're talking about a person's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're talking about a person's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether he has really, because Allah demands, he wants a person ultimately to lose all sense of self vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that he's totally everything about him, he's a product of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything he has, he has no sense of self. That will already, if he develops that thought, that will already have the hashlachot, I'm coming from a Hebrew-speaking environment now. That's why I'm That will have the totsos, that will have the result already of the anova and the kniya that you read about in most musas for. But the Chavis Alvavis goes back to the beginning, to the very basis of anova, and it's his, how he relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that he has, a person should feel, I have nothing of my own. I have nothing. I am nothing. Everything is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That will affect his relationship with Hashem. That will affect his relationship with other people. That will affect how he looks at other people, how he feels. So now, if you realize that, it makes a lot of sense. V'nomar b'tshuva al kach, I'll answer the question of these, if pride and kniya can ever coexist. Ki zechichus hadas nechlekas v'shnei chalokim. Ha'echos zechichus hadas, that's the way Rav Kapach translates whatever word there was there. We are more familiar with the word gaiva. Zechichus das, a person's begufo, the inyone gufo, the toalayos of begashmios, whether it's wealth, or intelligence, or power, kavod, whatever person has in it, even his physique, his strength, his ability to do things, his ability to solve problems, whatever it is. V'achelek hasheni, z'chichus daita b'ma'alos v'ruchnius, v'on ha'chochma v'maisim toivim. By chochma here, he doesn't mean intelligence. That's what I realize, you go through the perek, he means his knowledge of Torah, his knowledge of Torah, not his raw intelligence. Raw intelligence is a gashmiistic thing. What he learned, he means, what he learned. What he acquired, his acquired knowledge. Pamaisum atoivim, v'tuva mishmas, Lashem Yisroim and Biyasadr, meaning his Maisim Taivim. So it's saying Torah and Maisim Taivim. Torah and Mitzvahs. V'hineh. And he's going to explain. There's two types. Kol Zechichus Das, any sense of pride, of ego, he's going to say in Gashmius is misplaced. That's what he's saying. It's not possible. Good, it's possible for a person to give thanks, sure it's possible for a person to give thanks to Hashem for what he has. That's what a person should do when he has gifts of Gashmius from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should, but we're talking now, we're not talking about the Totsos, we're talking about now at the most fundamental level of where you're coming from. So in Gashmius, there's no place for any pride whatsoever, for any sense of self, for any ego. That's what he's saying. Of course you may feel ego and then turn around and say, oh, thank you Hashem for giving me this, giving me that. That's not the point. The point is there's no place for any pride. And to the degree that you feel a sense of self, this is really very, very difficult. That's why Chavis Halbavis is gets so fundamental that you understand it's a very difficult thing, because every person has an ego, because every person has an I, right? The letter I, the word I, not E-Y-E, I. Every person has an I, every person has a feeling of self, ego, me. I did it. I accomplished it. I got it. So he says, in Gashmius, it's misplaced. And it's a difficult avoda, but there's no room for pride in Gashmius. Kol Zechichus Das, Shetiyah Mitzvah Gashmius, Hareyu Sholelas Es Hanova Min Alev. That can't coexist with Hanova, because we're talking about the ego, and Hanova is the bittul to Hashem. So to the degree that you feel responsible or proud, responsible, to the degree that you feel it's you that have accomplished something, you can't have another. It's impossible. She is comfortable. Why? Machmashalilos kolach memes chadero. They contradict me. If you feel that sense of me in the Nyanei Ha'olam, lo havil lidei kach, the only thing that would make that possible, ki im iyidiyoso es baal toboso, his lack of knowledge, he means his ignoring the one who bestowed it upon him. So the degree to which he's patting himself on the back, the degree to which he feels a sense of proprietorship to any of his gifts, so to that degree, there's no another. He's not makir baal tovaso. He's mezalzel in his baal toiva. Ve'yoso toeba, which is a mistake, of course. V'choser yidiyoso. And he doesn't realize how quickly it could be taken from him. A person could be proud of his... people nowadays, you don't realize it. I'm going to say something now, you're not going to... this whole business of the obsession with health, the obsession with no smoking even. I know it's dangerous, so you don't have to tell me. But the obsession with it, the obsession with jogging, the obsession, people, it never was like that. There's an obsession with it. It comes from gaiva. It comes from a feeling that I could make myself healthy. It does not come from a good place. It comes from a place where a person feels I can take care of myself. If I just jog every day and I eat lean meat and I don't smoke and I don't drink and I take care of myself, I could live forever. And you could have a stroke, chas v'shalom. You can do anything you want. The garnished health. And please don't bother telling me afterwards that of course a person has to take care of his health. I know that. I'm talking about in the modern world, you're either sensitive to it or you're not sensitive to it. And if you're not sensitive to it, you think I don't know what I'm talking about. But I know what I'm talking about. I'm sensitive to it. There's an obsession, an unhealthy, gaivadika obsession with health that declares that I don't need the Eibishter, I don't need any outside force, I just have diet, jogging, whatever, and I'll be okay. You know, okay. People get heart attacks, they're in the prime of health. People get strokes, they're in the prime of health. That's why the Chavis Halovos makes a point of saying, V'choser yidiyosa, or people are rich. People are rich, the market could crash, the house can burn down. Chavis Halovos makes a point, a person is puffed up with pride, he's ignoring how quickly he can lose whatever he's proud of. V'choser yidiyosa, it means it's ignoring. Es mehirus siluka mimenu va'avirasa miyeslo. How quickly it can all be taken from him. Whether it's health or wealth or his possessions, even his intelligence. One second, it's gone. He's not the owner of it. There's very little he can do to control it. Umedame, but he thinks, shehu hametiv la'atzmo bo, v'shehu harochesh osa b'kochol va'atzoso, that's the pride, that sense of self, ego, in Dvarim Gashmiyim, has to come, to have it by definition means to feel a sense of proprietorship, that you're responsible for it, because that's what we're talking about, the self, the ego. So your pride, if you don't, it's lacking in your bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gifting it to you, everything that's there, he's gifting to you, so he says they can't coexist. To the degree that you don't feel that way, you're not an onov. To the degree that you'll be an onov, you won't feel that way. Wait. Yeah. It's okay, you shouldn't smoke, right? You shouldn't smoke.
Has been some way to the fact that in the last 100 years, the average age of adults went from like 40...
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite kindness, bestowed upon us advances in medicine and in sanitary conditions, right? And that's why. That's what it's due to. What you think? It's not the person. Whatever you attribute it to, you shouldn't attribute it to human endeavors. Of course, it exists. Whether it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing to the world the chokhmah of nutrition, whether it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing to the world, like I say, there's tremendous advances in medicine. Tremendous, unbelievable. Right? It wasn't so long ago, 150 years ago, every family had at least one dead child in it. I think it's not so long ago that every family, like, had one or two dead children, didn't survive past childhood, where the childhood diseases. But the point is, it's not us. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Rabbi, you're speaking about smoking in the context of preoccupation with physical
obsession,
fitness.
Yeah.
Obsession with physical fitness. However, if you're tiny, say, against smoking, is not in the context of this obsession. Okay, I think you have to make that kind of...
Also the smoke. Kind of smoke. I have married children who smoke. I told their wives to refuse to cook and make meals for them as long as they smoke. They shouldn't make meals. I beg them to stop making meals for their husbands if their husbands smoke. It's also the smoke, no question about it.
Okay, but...
Okay, and you can go jogging, play basketball, you know, sweating already. You can jog. Believe me, there's an obsession with it, and it comes from gaiva. It comes from a sense that we can take care of ourselves. We know the secret to health and longevity. That's all. That's my point, and that's why there's an obsession with it. What's his name? He's not from. He's from, but he's a little mixed up. He's a Jew. He has a radio show and a column. He writes a lot. He's not bad, but he's not. He misses the mark a little in terms of. What?
Dennis Prager.
Yeah. Dennis Prager. He says there's only two. What? I'm sorry? He's basically from Yishai Meshabbos. He says he doesn't do Malacha Shabbos, he says. He keeps kosher. He's an apikoyer. He doesn't really believe in Torah and Hashemayim. Okay, I'm not telling you to become a fan of his. He's a little mixed up. Someone should take him in hand. He's like 90% okay in his maisim. And in his, if you read his columns, they're on the mark. He says Shemzach, he says good. He's like a little off the mark. No one ever, I don't know, maybe, you know, either he's an apikoros or he's a Tinnish initial. It's not my business. I'm not here to condemn him or to praise him. He says good. He says his things are 90% of the things he says and this are on the mark and are eisgehalten. Nebuch, it's sad when you think that Lachamei of Esrim, it's going to possibly be meaningless. If he's talking up Epikuros and it's his fault, or maybe even if it's not his fault, according to the famous, right, Nebuch and Epikuros, Zeich and Epikuros. So it's sad. Anyway, he said there's two sins left in the modern world. I like to quote his statement. He says there's anything in the modern world is good. You can do anything you want. You can't be judgmental. He's making fun. He said, there's only two sins left to modern man. One is to call something a sin. That's one. And the other one is smoking. What? What about? Yeah. There's an obsession. That people are very interested in being fit. It has become an obsession in the last again, in my lifetime, the last 40, 50 years, it's become, 40 years, it's become an obsession. Okay, anyway, so K'maymer Sancheiriv, B'choch Yadi Yosisi V'chochmosin Bit Kinevunosi, Sancheiriv, if you learn Nach, Sancheiriv is a symbol of ultimate gaiva. Ultimate gaiva, V'omer Nebuchadnezzar, also, Halodohi Bogel Rapsa Diodob Nisala Beis Malchu, B'skof Chisni V'liyikar Hadri. So it's not such wild statements if you go to nowadays, ever since people stopped really believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, call it after what they call the Enlightenment, when people, if whether you say it's the Industrial Revolution, they became a new tak from Emunah because they stopped living with Zeroim. Well, it's not, the modern man doesn't really believe. You take a poll if you believe in Hashem, so 98% say yes. But it's certainly, if you're aware, people don't believe in Hashem. So, modern man, everything is me, everything is gaiva, whether it's technology or a technological, scientific world as opposed to an agricultural world. You want to know why the world is in such a mess? It's because we don't live in an agricultural society anymore. There's no question about it. A farmer, Emunah Zuzron, a farmer has to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you buy your milk in a store, you know, so you're that much more menutak from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amar paro liya ori v'ani asisini. Literally it means I made the Nilos, the Yor of Mitzrayim, that keeps Mitzrayim functioning. And I made myself. That's what it means literally. But it means I'm responsible for everything. Ukvor Yadata, and boom! Kvor Yadata, Mahayachar Divreya, Meyasparkus Malchusam, Ubitul Sultonam. So the people listening to me don't know, because they don't learn Nach. So you don't know. Nebuchadnezzar went insane. Right, he became like an animal for a few months. He went insane and acted like an animal. Sancheiriv lost everything, and that's all. And it's like behesim with their gaiva, so they lost everything. Aval, but now comes the punchline. You see, I said a few weeks ago, I'll say it again. The Chayyus Halvavus has really. It's a remarkable, remarkable sefer. He has really a few fundamental principles. The genius of the Chayyus Halvavus is that in the different sha'orim, it's almost like it takes you to a different place. But it's really the same fundamental principle. The yesod of the sefer, there's like two or three yesodos, how a person should feel and how a person should... And what life's all about, and that Koras HaTov, and Shara Bechina, the idea of Emunah, and really, like here's a perfect example. Chayyus HaVodah says in Shara HaBitochon, and in Shara HaVodah Selokim, that really the only thing a person is responsible for is Bechira. The only thing a person really does is he's Boicher, because the Baruch Hu left that up to the person. Except even that, the person really is using everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to make his Bechira, whether it's the functioning of his mind or the ability to move his arms to do the mitzvah or his legs, or that his mind works, or that it commands his body to do certain things. So that's also thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there is so in Shar HaBitochon, he talks about it, and he does one thing with that idea, and in Shar HaVodah Selokim, he does another thing with that idea. And here, this was the big breakthrough when I realized Pshat here, in Shar HaKaniyah, he does something else with that idea. That's, therefore, what a person could be proud of. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that one room in the house, so to speak, that's taka yours. And from there flows your Olam Haba. That's the whole idea of the Ramchal, that it's not Nahamo de Kisufa, because everything is flowing from your Bechira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu constructed the world that way because he wants to be mative. This is Ramchal talk now I'm giving you. And the true Hatova is for you to earn the Tova, right? The true Hatova is not for me to give you a handout. That's not a true Hatova, right? The true Hatova is if I give you the ability to earn what you get. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu left that Bechira, and everything flows from Bechira. That determines your closeness to Hashem. That determines your Olam Haba. That determines everything in your life, and you deserve it. And that's the greatest chesed of all. Like, that is, like, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, like, smart enough to have thought of that ultimate chesed where he lets you earn the tova that he ultimately gives you for Nitzchius. Wow, that's like genius. He figured out how to do it, they earned it. So that you could be proud of. That's what he calls Ruchnius. There is something via, this is Mamish Pshat in this parent. There is something there that you can be proud of. But, as I said, the Chavis Al-Bavis expands upon this idea in Shara B'tochen and Shara B'tochen Al-Kim. Realize that once you made that initial decision, everything else is like, we'll call it Gashmius. Everything else is your ability to carry it out, your ability to remember what to do, your memory, your functioning, everything. You're back to Gashmius, really. It's all a gift from Hashem. You could have great thoughts, you could have great Bechira, and then, right, you're paralyzed. You can't put on tefillin. What are you going to do? You can't move. So, when you take pride, the Chavis Al-Bavis is going to say, you made a siyum. The guy finished a masechta. He makes a siyum. He has a right to feel proud. And he should make a siyum. We'll talk Friday night how big the siyum should be. But he should make a siyum. He's proud. And if something tells him, no, he should take pride. He should be proud. But here's the point. Which direction is that pride going to take? The Chavis Al-Bavis is such keen insight into the human mind. He says, if your gaiva, your pride, your ego, because Hashem gave you this area of ego to choose to do good, if you limit it to that, then again, your first feeling is going to be, I didn't do enough. I got to do more. This is not enough. You're not going to be mistapek, you know, with this, because you just want to get closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're thankful for what he gave you, and you realize you're not superior to anyone else, because your ability to carry it out is all weiter. Your ability to make it real and to make it papayal is all gifts from Hashem. So that's why the pride, that's what he says, you can go in two directions. Chavis Al-Bavis is about to say in the next paragraph. Pride and ruchnius can take you in one of two directions. And that's how you know if it's a good pride that could coexist with anava, with bittul to Hashem, or it can't. So he says, Abul schichas hadas, b'maylos haruchnius, n'plekos l'shnei chalokim. Ha'echad magunu ve'echad mashub, v'asheni mashubu. Ha'magune, kasher zoch hadas ha'chocham, v'chochmoso. He's proud of his chochma, of his yudias and Torah, v'atzadik b'maso. The heviu ha'dobar lachshov, where does he go with it? She'osa harbe, he pats himself on the back, he could stop working already, he finished shas, or he wears tefillin all day. He's at the pinnacle. He's at the peak. B'shem maspik mashek far kodam lo mehem. B'shadai b'meshen esparsim b'im b'nei odom olav b'na tehila. He's famous. People know about him. V'Hashem ha'toiv. V'hazut. So that's the way his mind will work. If it's not the kosher gaiva, if it's not limited just to the b'chira, so that then it's going to go in the wrong direction. He's going to say, oh, I did it, I'm a Sion. And then he's going to look at the person that didn't make a Sion. If he doesn't realize that after that initial Bechira, he has to be just thankful to Hashem that he was able to stick to it, and that he didn't have Mafriyim to let him finish, and that, right? And he's just thankful. So then how does he feel? I'm just giving one example of the various things that the Chavit HaBavli says in this paragraph. How does he feel about someone that didn't make a Siyam? So if he has the wrong kind of gaiva, he says, I made a Siyam and you didn't, I'm superior to you. But if after that initial pride, I'm making a Siyam, I'm celebrating, I'm proud, then wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me make the Siyam. And Halavayim lets me make more Siyumim. Then he looks at a person that doesn't make a Siyam, and he says, you know, I'm so lucky. Probably the Eibishter, you know, he wasn't able to make a Siyam. But it's not his fault. He wasn't able to. That's how his mind will work. He will attribute it that that person didn't get the gift, and he'll only feel thankful and small because the Eibishter bestowed upon him the ability to have his Bechira flower and grow and become a Bepoyel. So this will affect everything that the Chavit HaLevavos talks about. It'll affect his relationship with people. It'll affect his she'ifa to do more and more and more, because he'll feel small. He'll feel like he didn't do enough. And the way he relates to people, and the way he talks about people, and the way he whether he's thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not, then, you know, he has the right kind of pride. And I'm explaining the Chavit HaLevavos. His pride is limited to that corner that the Eibishter allowed for people indeed to have an ego, to do with their ego, the sense of self. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did leave a person to do. He's doing it. The Eibishter does not make Bechira for you. Only you can make that choice, and therefore you could take pride in it. Adkan, we'll stop here.